Over 4 decades after 48 people died in a fire at the Stardust nightclub in North Dublin, their families will today hear the verdicts of the inquests into the blaze. The jury, which was impaneled a year ago, heard over 90 days of evidence from over 370 witnesses. Jurors will deliver their verdicts from 2 o'clock today at Dublin District Coroner's Court. Conor Hunt has been reporting on those inquests for RTE and joins us now. Conor, this has been a long process.
It's been almost a full year, Gavin. The inquests first sat at 11 a.m. on the 25th of April, 2023. You may remember they started with the Penn Portraits module. This was where the families of the 48 victims paid tribute to their loved ones they lost. They spoke of their jobs, their hobbies, their hopes for the future. That lasted several weeks. Their testimony was often emotional and moving. The evidential part of the inquests followed after that. We heard how the Stardust Club came about, the planning permission, the works carried out to convert it into a nightclub. Then we heard evidence in person from those who worked at the club, former managers, door staff, DJs and so on. The patrons of the club also gave evidence that the people, survivors who were there that night, they detailed how they got out of the premises as the fire took hold. Then it was the turn of the first responders to give their accounts. The emergency services, the fire brigade, the Gardaí, the ambulance crews, they spoke of what they encountered when they arrived on the scene. Following that, we heard various expert witness evidence. Forensic pathologists gave evidence of the causes of death. There was evidence too from fire experts. So that process, as I say, has taken nearly a full year at this stage.
Yes, a long hearing with lots of testimony. What were the key pieces of evidence heard by the jurors?
Well, there was a vast amount of evidence heard, Gavin, as you can appreciate. And we can't possibly summarise all of the aspects of it here this morning. But many of the issues that were discussed extensively were and are the ones that have loomed large over the story of the Stardust disaster for decades. The exit doors, for example, an integral part of our understanding of what went on that night. And the question of whether they were unlocked, locked, chained, obstructed. They're questions that were teased out at length throughout these hearings. On that front, we heard evidence from former management, staff and patrons, survivors, who all gave their accounts as to the state of the doors before the fire broke out and at the time of the fire. Another defining feature was the use of carpet tiles on the walls at the Stardust nightclub. There was evidence of how they came to be on the walls in the first place. Again, we heard evidence from those who were there on the night about how the tiles reacted to the fire. And we also heard from fire experts of the impact they had on the spread of the flames.
There was also a lot of focus, Conor, on where and how the fire started.
Yes, we know that the fire was first spotted inside the ballroom in a closed-off area known as the West Alcove. We also know from the evidence that we heard that a fire was spotted outside the club too around the same time. Again, we heard much expert testimony on the likely origin of the fire. Many of the questions from the legal teams representing the families of the victims on this, they focused on the hot press, which was located in the main bar beside the West Alcove. Ultimately, though, all of those issues that we've just discussed, they will be a matter for the jury and have been a matter for the jury. As the coroner said in her charge to them last month, they are the arbiters of the facts.
What verdicts are open to the jury?
Well, it's clear there is a lot for the jury to consider and has been a lot for the jury to consider. They'll be giving findings on the circumstances surrounding the fire, but they'll also give findings too on each individual victim and the cause and place of death and so on. And in that regard, the coroner has told them that there are 5 verdicts open to them: accidental death, death by misadventure, unlawful killing, an open verdict, and a narrative verdict. In her charge to the jury, the coroner said that there was a very specific test the jurors must apply to arrive at an unlawful killing verdict, and also said they must be satisfied beyond a reasonable doubt. For the other verdicts, the threshold is on the balance of probabilities. Now, in their closing submissions, the legal teams representing the families urged the jury to return verdicts of unlawful killing. We'll know later on, though, what the jury have decided.
A reminder, Conor, as to why these inquests are taking place over 40 years later. There have been ones before.
Yeah, well, the short answer to that is that they were held because in 2019 the Attorney General directed they should be, but that's only part of the answer. The AG's decision followed a long and sustained campaign by families of the victims original inquests, as you say, were held over a five-day period in 1982, but were widely regarded as insufficient, as only the medical causes of death were recorded, with no reference to the surrounding circumstances. So in 2019, the then AG, Seamus Wolfe, said there had been an insufficiency of inquiry as to how the deaths occurred, and directed these fresh inquests should be held.
Finally, Conor, what's going to happen today?
Well, the families, the legal teams, the coroner and the jury, the media too, they'll all again convene at the Dublin District Court, which is taking place in the pillar room. The inquests are taking place in the pillar room on the grounds of the Rotunda Hospital. They'll gather later this morning. Then we're told at 2 p.m. the verdicts will be delivered in open court. Now, as we know, the jury reached their majority decision yesterday, but the announcement was held over until today, in part to allow for the families of the victims to be present. We do expect a large number of them to attend. And after such a long process over the last year, they don't have too long to wait now. Verdicts will be announced in just a few hours' time.
Conor, thank you. That's our reporter, Conor Hunt.